I told you earlier, I'm delighted to meet you. And I, of course, wish I could meet Nancy. And I wonder if you would just sort of tell me about her.
Yeah, Nancy, a very godly woman who was also an introvert who somehow was the life of the party. You know, I'm an introvert also, but I function in an extrovert fashion when I'm speaking, doing an interview, you know, on social occasions. And then I just shut down. You know, usually Nancy and I, we would drive home, and she's a true introvert, straight through. But it would be like, okay, she was the life of the party. But once we got in the car, I said, then I'd say, okay, you don't want to talk on the way home, right? And she would nod like that, because she was just completely had given herself out. But a big time pro football fan. She led women's Bible studies. She wrote women's Bible study lessons. She did all of these spiritual, godly things, a time with the Lord every day, but also absolutely loved pro football, loved dogs. Really? And I would say she still loves football and loves dogs. I have no reason to believe that when people go to heaven, they certainly become different in the sense that they are perfected. But the perfection is of who they have been. And so if there's anything in their life that's sin, that's gone. But is it sin to enjoy football and dogs? No, I don't believe it is at all. And I think that in the world to come, so many of the enjoyments that we have now, we will have then. So when I think of Nancy, I think of her as changed in the sense of full conformity to Christ, you know, totally perfect, no sin in her life, but still the same Nancy, but different. And, you know, it's interesting because Job, you know, talked about that I know my Redeemer lives and I will see him with my own eyes, after my flesh has been destroyed, yet after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see God. And then he adds, I and not another. It's like he's making the point, it'll still be me, really me, Job, with my memories of this life, what I learned from this life. You know, the relationships of this life, reunion with his children who died and the children who he had later that presumably most of them died after he did. And together, he and not another would be. So I think about Nancy and my reunion every day. Now, the most important thing is that she's with Jesus, her best friend. I'm going to be with Jesus, my best friend. But we're each other's second best friends, and I know I look forward to seeing her again.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I really do appreciate getting to hear those details. And a favorite football team?
Yes, the Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks, yeah.
Big Seahawk fan. We live in Portland, so, you know, 3.5 hours or so south of Seattle. And so she, from day one, 1977, I think, is the year the Seahawks started. And so we were already, we have been in our 20s. And so every Sunday we'd come home from church. She'd say, you know, the other pastor's wives are probably fixing up a great meal right now. But she said, I'm going to bring hamburgers home. And then she'd get her number 80, Steve Largent, who was a receiver for the Seahawks. And she'd have her Largent jersey on. And we would watch football in the afternoon. And I would kid with the other pastors sometimes and say, you know, I know you guys, being sensitive to your wives and everything, that you're probably going to see the Nutcracker, you know, ballet, whatever. Yeah. That you're doing. And to be sensitive to my wife, on a Monday night, for instance, we'll be watching Monday Night Football and having pizza. So that's so my ministry. You know, that's my sacrifice for my wife, which of course was no sacrifice at all.